And these are democratic values that we remember, Stephanie, that were hard fought for, and blood was shed for us to gain independence and for us to gain this democracy that we are seeing fail at this moment. So we must stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow our leaders to get into these agreements without consulting us, the people, without consulting civil society, and worst of all, in Eswatini, without consulting parliament, who actually has the sovereign right, according to the constitution, to scrutinize whatever agreement our executive gets into.
Absolutely. And picking up on that point, there are also a lot of articles I was reading really underlying the racist tone of this from the Trump administration. Now, more and more African content creators are expressing frustrations over why their continent is being used for these deporting schemes, like this gentleman on TikTok.